This Finding Hidden Treasure minisode is a production of the Restoring the Core Initiative. The following are the opening and closing paragraphs of the sermon, My Hourly Prayer, a sermon delivered by Charles Haddon Spurgeon on the evening of February 26, 1882, at the Metropolitan Tabernacle in London, England. The text was taken from Psalm 119, verse 117. Hold you me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto your statutes continually. Hold you me up. This is no novelty as a prayer. We have met with it many a time. Another form of it lies hard by. Look at the verse immediately before the text, and see it there in another shape. Uphold me. I know of no difference in the two prayers, uphold me and hold me up. They are two notes from the same bell, and they teach us that the psalmist's mind was full of petition, for he was conscious of this need of this upholding, this holding up. We use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, and therefore, when we have to express the same idea, it is natural to the living child of God to couch it in as fresh words as he can, and though it is the same note, yet he changes it somewhat, and first cries, uphold me, and then hold me up. Of course, I am now preaching only from the English text when I note these changes of expression, and I am rather giving illustrations than teaching by authority. Yet, this is of authority, that we have need continually to cry for upholding grace. But it may be, dear friends, that you are prospering. God is giving you success, and the desire of your heart has come to you. Be sure to pray earnestly, hold you me up, and I shall be safe. For it is a dangerous thing for a child of God to prosper in this world, and yet it is a danger which many unwisely covet. If you are growing rich and great, pray God to hold you up. Or it may be that you are now going down into adversity. Things have gone wrong with you, as you think. You may have to give up that fine house and lovely garden. You are moving into small rooms now. You still have small expenses, for your income has shrunk terribly. You hardly know how you shall support your wife and children. Now pray, hold you me up. Use the prayer of Agur, give me neither poverty nor riches. He that kept you when you were rich will not shun you now that you are poor. Ask him to uphold you still. He is able to do it, and as willing as he is able. Some of you are getting old. I respectfully commend to you, this prayer is suitable for the close of your life. Young people, you must pray, for your passions are strong and your wisdom is little. O young men and maidens, pray, each one of you, hold you me up. But O, dear aged brethren, excuse me who am so much younger, when I solemnly add, to you is this word of warning sent. Cease not to plead for upholding grace. Horses sometimes fall at the bottom of the hill. The drivers grew careless and thought there was no further need for caution, and down went the horse. The worst falls I have ever seen in the Church of God have happened to elderly men, men of experience and years. All through Scripture, we meet with cases of the aged falling into sin. Mind that. They boast their experience and wisdom, and then the devil laughs in his sleeve and makes fools of them. If we were as old as Methuselah and as holy as Enoch, we ought still to cry, hold you me up. And when we get to Jordan's brink and the chill stream begins to rise to our ankles, what a blessing it is that the Lord will hold us up. Courage, brother, said Hopeful to Christian when he was up to his neck in the stream. Courage, my brother, I feel the bottom and it is good. And so they joyfully crossed over. They climbed the hill whereon the celestial city was built. And there, I think, among the songs that we shall sing unto our well-beloved, this will be a peculiarly sweet one. When I said, my foot slips, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. This minisode is a production of the Restoring the Core Initiative. Like us on Facebook at Restoring the Core. Email your comments to us at mail@restoringthecore.com. Thank you for listening.